Gary Renard Spoof Podcast, Episode 5. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to the Gary Renard Podcast. I'm Gene Bogart, podcast producer and Gary's co-host. Well, on this exciting edition of the Gary Renard Podcast, we'll once again be speaking to Gary via telephone. I'm told Gary is in an undisclosed location somewhere in Europe. And for you loyal podcast listeners who haven't heard it yet, Gary Renard has gone and gotten himself married again. Yes, another woman in the wide world has consented to marry Gary Renard. Her name is Cindy, and I'm sure we'll be hearing all about her from Gary himself, so let's get him on the line. Let me just punch this in and connect up with the Gare man. Gare, are you there? Well, let me try that again.
Cindy, I love
Gary,
you.
Are you there?
Cindy, I love you.
Gary? Cindy, I don't think he can hear me.
Cindy,
let me press this.
Cindy,
Gary? Let me try this one. Gary?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, it's
where
this
that
one.
Came from, babe.
Gary?
Hey, run, get me a beer while
damn
we're
it.
On Gene, would you?
Gary, here, I muted it. Gary, finally, I've got you.
Oh, hiya, Gene, it's Gary here. Good to talk to you again there, buddy.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you too, Gary. I believe we got a secret sample of some of your guitar work there.
you were recording that? I didn't know that. Oh, I was just singing a little ditty I wrote for Cindy there.
Right.
Sorry about that, buddy.
Oh, that's okay. We also got a little sample of some of those stunning vocals that you have been telling us about as well.
Yeah, well, gee, my voice really wasn't warmed up. I didn't know it was on the air, but I'll be doing some more singing in the future. Maybe you and I could get together and do a little bit, huh?
Hey, that sounds great. I'd love to record something with you.
Yeah, let's do that real soon, buddy.
Okay, it sounds good. Well, anyway, you're in Europe, huh?
Actually, Gene, just before the podcast, you asked me where Cindy and I were, and I burped. And I believe you thought I said Europe. So you're actually at home in California. I'm sitting on my sofa right now.
I see. Oh, I'm sorry about that, Gare.
Well, no, really, Gene, it's my bad. Cindy and I had some chicken enchiladas for lunch, so I apologize.
Oh, no apology necessary, Gare. Well, speaking of Cindy, this is the new love of your life, Gare. You have to tell us all about it, huh?
Yeah, Gene, it's a pretty magical thing. Boy, you know, I can remember our meeting like it was yesterday. Oh, when is this book signing gonna end? My back is killing me. I gotta get something to eat.
Oh, hi, Gary. Could you please make this out to your best friend, Tina? Thank you. I just love you. I just love everything about you. Thanks.
That's great. Sure. To Tina with love, Gary.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Gary. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Move along there, yeah. Oh, Christ.
Hello, Gary. I'm Cindy.
Whoa! Babe alert! She's beautiful. Wow. How am I gonna get a date with her? Let me think. No, I can't do that. I tried that already. Wait, I got it. I'll tell her she's Artin. Yeah.
Gary?
Oh, jeez, Gene.
Oh, sorry, buddy. You kind of drifted off there.
Sorry about that there, buddy. I was just thinking about the way Cindy and I met.
You were just going to tell us about that.
Well, we met at a workshop, and she saw me and just fell madly in love with me. That's how it happened.
Wow. Well, that sounds amazing. It'll be really great to hear her side of that, too.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. That really will. Well, Gare, what do you say we take a few questions for Gary, huh?
That sounds great, Jim.
Okay, the first one I have here is from Dan in California. Hey, that's near you, Gare. Anyway, Dan asks, what's up with iTunes? They update that software every other day. Will they ever get it right? And that's from Dan. Dan in California.
That's a good question, Gene. I was just asking Art and Purser about that the other day, and they said, get used to disappointment.
Oh, that's funny. You know, they do update that software quite frequently. I've noticed that myself.
Yeah, it's really kind of a pain in the ass.
I'll take that out later, Gary.
Oh, sorry about that, buddy.
Oh, that's okay. Well, our next letter comes from Helen. Helen in Boca Raton. Hey, that's where I live. Anyway, Helen writes, Dear Gary, could you please ask Gene to mow the lawn and clean our pool? He doesn't seem to want to listen to me. And that's from Helen. Helen in... Wait a minute.
Oh, it looks like you got busted there, buddy.
Oh, look, let's just move along. Okay, this next one is from Lynn, Ossie, and Marcy. Oh, it's the moderators over at the Yahoo Disappearance of the Universe group over there at Yahoo. Hello. They write, Gary, if you would like your responses to people's questions to be posted on the group, please cut out the profanity, pal. And that's from Lynn, Ossie, and Marcy.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, and I apologize to the moderators. I'd just like to say that I love all of you, and thanks for doing such a great job, especially to Lynn, who corrects all of my spelling errors as well.
Yes, she does a great job, as they all do. It's a wonderful bunch of people. Can't thank them enough. Okay, another question here. This is from Kuifong. Kuifong in Beijing. Wow. Kuifong asks, when you visit here with hot babe wife, and that's from Kuifong. Kuifong in Beijing.
Yeah, thanks, Kuifong. Well, buddy, you know, we're going to be coming to Beijing. I can rattle off here our schedule for the next couple of months. Sandy and I will be...
Cindy Gear.
Oh, yeah, Cindy. Yeah, Cindy. Cindy and I are going to be in, Scotland, Ireland, Kazakhstan, Borneo, Turkey, Sweden, Finland, Bolivia, Chile, Belgium, Germany, Italy, Romania, Greece, Denver, then out to Algeria, Libya, Egypt, Sudan, then back to Romania, then out to Western Samoa, American Samoa, Fiji, then finally to China. So, yeah, Kuifong, we'll see you, it's January 6th at the Unity Church there on Zhang Mai Road, about 6:30. And remember, no kids are allowed at that. You know, they might ask a question I can't answer.
Oh, wow, Gary, you've got that schedule down pat.
Yeah, I tell you, there's quite a few vaccinations in that itinerary.
Well, I guess that about wraps it up for this podcast, huh, Gary?
Yeah, Gene, I guess we've pretty much covered everything there. But if I could, I'd like to close this out with one of my zingers, if that's all right with you.
Sure. It's your show, buddy.
Okay, thanks, Gene. I appreciate it. I'd first just like to thank everybody for coming out to the workshops and being so kind to me and Sandy.
Cindy.
I mean Cindy. It really means a lot to us, and we really appreciate it. Anyway, the zinger is, Jesus was a Californian. Did you know that, Gene?
No, Gare, I did not know that.
You see, he walked around barefoot, he never cut his hair, and he started a new religion. Oh,